May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure before thy face, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. The widow of Zarephath and her son were about to die of starvation, but the Lord's daily bread saved them. Like the widow and her son, it will save us too, even in the most dire and severe spiritual challenges we face. A famine had struck the land and lasted to the point of jeopardizing the life of this woman and her son. The famine resulted from, yet again, a worshiping of idols and a turning away from the Lord by the king of Israel. In this particular instance, these kinds of choices had been taken to an extreme. King Ahab, the ruler of Israel, through the worshiping of Baal, did evil in the eyes of Yehovah, it says, more than all that were before him. These conditions, threatening the lives of the widow and her son, seem far from something we might usually experience here. While we certainly see drought from time to time, a nationwide famine is much less familiar. But if we think about these conditions more carefully and think about them in a spiritual way, they may seem a bit more recognizable, even here where food is generally not scarce. Sometimes we can find ourselves in the midst of a spiritual famine. And this can occur as we are trying to do the right thing. An example could be when practicing our religion brings ridicule. Many of us have likely been in situations where our religious views, and perhaps specifically new church views, are not welcome. Situations hostile to some of the most fundamental and precious of new church teachings. These environments are like the famine of Israel. And living in these environments as new churchmen can be very difficult. It can feel as though part of us is starving. And raising children in these environments, like the widow of Zarephath, can seem impossible too. It can seem as if there's very little growing up around us to feed our little ones when we are experiencing a spiritual famine. And like the widow of Zarephath, without the Lord's daily bread in times of famine, we will starve spiritually. Without it, we will spiritually starve, and our children will too. But with daily bread from the Lord, He will sustain us even through these most difficult times if we love the Word the way the widow of Zarephath cared for Elijah. She thought she was about to die along with her son, suffering from the harsh effects of Ahab's worship of Baal. She was barely hanging on to the little she had left, just a palmful of meal and a little flask of oil. When we feel as though we are surrounded by influences that are trying to destroy everything we hold dear, it can feel harder and harder to hold on to what we know and love from the Lord. It can feel like we are trying to survive a famine. And this can occur anywhere. And this is exactly what the evil spirits want. They want us to get beat down. They want us to suffer. They actually want us to spiritually starve. They want us to give up. Because if we do, they can take over and ensure our eternal misery. But when we are starving like this, we have to remember this widow and what she did. We have to remember her because if we do the same thing she did, the Lord will save us too. What she did is so simple, but it can be so hard. It can be so hard because it may really not seem like a solution at all. She simply cared for and loved Elijah. And Elijah represents the Word. She loved the Word of the Lord. When she was hurting the most, She saw the word, and she loved it. By giving her last cake of meal and oil to Elijah, she engaged in an act of charity that helps us see and understand what it means to love the word of the Lord. In this story, Elijah had also been struggling to survive the famine himself. And the Lord brought him specifically to this woman's house for food. Likewise, the Lord sends us the word, so it is there when we need it the most. When we are struggling in the midst of our own spiritual famine, the Lord comes to our doorstep, just like Elijah did. When we feel there is very little left to do to survive the famine, when we are tempted to feel powerless in the midst of the onslaught of influences that worship other gods, the Lord's word will still find us. Maybe we will see it on a shelf. Maybe we will hear from it at church. Maybe, as if by chance, someone will say something to us or send us something that reminds us of what the Lord has said and that we have heard him say in his word. And when this happens, we need to receive it like the widow of Zarephath received Elijah. We need to love it. We need to love it so much that we are willing to do whatever we can to keep it alive in us. We need to love it so much that we make it the very first priority. This is what the woman did for Elijah when he came to her door. And when we look at how she reacted, she didn't blindly follow him. She listened to what he had to say. She rationally weighed out what he had to say, and then she made a decision. When we are suffering in a famine and the Lord presents his word to us, we need to respond just like she did. Look at what the Lord is saying, and rationally decide to serve him, because we know what he says is true. When Elijah asked for food, the widow told Elijah she only had enough food for one more meal. And this was his response. Fear not. Come, do according to thy word, only make for me a small cake thereof first, and bring it out to me, and for thee and for thy son shalt thou make afterwards. For thus says Yehovah, the God of Israel, the jar of meal shall not be all consumed, neither shall the flask of oil be wanting. This is what the Lord teaches us about his daily bread elsewhere in the word too. In John, he says, he who comes to me shall never hunger. In the Psalms, he says, the hungry soul he fills with good. And when we think about the manna provided by the Lord on a daily basis to the Israelites as they wandered through the wilderness, we can understand what the Lord teaches us about the manna in relation to this story of the incredible woman from Zarephath. We read in the Arcana, the manna signified the Lord's divine human. It signified heavenly food, which is nothing else than love and charity together with the goods and truths of faith. This food is given by the Lord in the heavens to the angels every single moment. And thus perpetually into eternity, this also is what is meant in the Lord's Prayer, by give us this day our daily bread. That is, every instant to eternity. If we go to the Word with love for the Lord, he will save us. He will give us the spiritual food we need, even in the most dire circumstances. The cake which the woman made for Elijah represents the good of love to the Lord. And what she did with it shows us how to love the Lord's word. Further on in the Arcana, we read, good and its longing for truth is described by the widow's charity toward the prophet, which was greater than toward herself and her son. If we just approach the word of the Lord with what feels like that last love we have left, in a time of spiritual famine, he will save us. As we read further in the first book of Kings, it says, "And she went and did according to the word of Elijah, and she ate, and he and her house for days. The jar of meal was not all consumed, and the flask of oil was not wanting, according to the word of Yahuwah, which he spoke by the hand of Elijah." The Lord's daily bread keeps us alive. If we seek out his truth from love, if we offer our last cake to Elijah, the Lord will help us receive his good every day. And this is what enlivens the truth that we have from the Lord. When we go to the Word with love, in times when we are tested most severely, the Lord will help us. And in return, we will be able to receive an unending supply of his oil of love and his meal of truth. However, the evil spirits will then attack with even more fury. The newfound love for the Lord's word and a newfound delight in his daily bread will cause what is growing up in us new to be attacked. Just as the son of the woman became ill to the point of death. Remember, the woman's son became ill only after they had taken in and helped Elijah. We learn in the heavenly doctrine that because the spiritual combat of temptation is carried on by the truths of faith, man is not admitted into it until he is in the knowledges of good and truth, and has thence obtained some spiritual life. When we have invited the Lord through his word into our lives and are receiving his daily bread, it will renew us, and it will equip us for surviving even more difficult spiritual battles. Just like Elijah did for this woman and her family. And we can see how Elijah's actions demonstrate the power of the Lord to fight for us through his word when we are in the midst of the inevitable temptation that comes with loving the Lord's word. Elijah took the boy and saved him. Just like the Lord, through his word, is waiting to offer his help to us when we are wavering. Elijah took him up to the upper room. Just as the Lord in his word elevates our minds with his truths above what is natural. As we let the truth of the Lord's word lift our minds toward heaven, he then gives us new spiritual life. Like Elijah reviving the boy in the upper room of the house. The truths we have can then become active in our decisions and can help us see better how to love. The Lord brings these truths alive in the highest parts of us so we can look down on the lower parts of us in our mind and let the Lord order them too. The Lord's word then comes to life, even in the lower parts of our mind too. Just as Elijah revived the woman's son, and brought him back down to her. This is what the Lord can do for us through his word if we are open to receiving his daily bread. And just as the woman said to Elijah after he brought her revived son downstairs, when we see that the Lord has given new life to a part of us through his word, we will say, "Now I know this, the word of Yahuwah is truth." Amen. And now to the one and only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory forever and ever. Amen.